This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. In the UK, hundreds of members of religious orders, priests and lay associates, are joining forces Wednesday to meet their members of parliament or MPs to push for action on global hunger. The mass lobby has been organised by UK-based Catholic development agency CAFOD as part of the Enough Food for Everyone, IF campaign. The IF initiative is a coalition of more than 170 organisations which have joined together to campaign for action by G8 countries on the issue of worldwide hunger. I spoke to CAFOD's campaigns coordinator, Maria Elena Orana.
How did this campaign get started?
Well, CAFOD has been one of the founder members of the IF campaign, Enough Food for Everyone, IF. It is recognising that the kind of global food system is really broken, and it's impacting on poor everywhere, not just in the developing world, in every country. So a lot of development agencies and also faith groups have come together.
Tell me, are there many ifs that you're going to be bringing to the government's attention?
Well, yes, it's an important thing to recognise that we're actually looking at four key policy IF areas. So if we can actually take steps forward, because we know that in 1 year we can't kind of end global hunger, but we can begin to work towards the end of it. So we're looking at a range of areas, looking at empowering aid. So it's actually looking at the aid that our governments already give, but to focus them more on the needs of poor, particularly kind of small-scale farmers, and so that they actually have all the inputs and support that they need in order to be able to be sustainable in agriculture. It's a shock that a majority of actual people who are growing their own food don't have enough of it to eat themselves. The next issue that looking at is tax dodging, which is quite an important issue these days. Certainly recognized in this country that there are lots of companies that aren't necessarily paying the amount of tax that they should, and also not paying tax in developing countries where they're working or are based. So seeing that could make a big difference in terms of the development of countries and their ability to grow sufficient food for their populations. The third area that we're looking at is the situation of land grabs. The proportion of land that is being kind of taken over from kind of poor farmers in order to create kind of huge farms on grand scales to kind of be part of agro-industry, you know, growing palm oil or a range of other things, is the size of the City of London. That's kind of happening every few days. So a huge amount of land is going to that. And a fourth key area that CAFOD's very involved in is looking at the issue around global companies' transparency. So that kind of can sound a bit confusing, but it's really very clear in terms of the way companies actually work in developing countries and the way that their lobbyists, for example, might not have to kind of be public about what they're saying to government here, and also to what they're actually doing in terms of human rights development and economic impacts on poor communities. Those are the four ifs.
We were talking about, I mean, these are religious groups here. We're talking mm-hmm. about organisations like yourselves. We're talking about nuns. We're talking about people who've been out there in developing countries. Tell me,
absolutely.
It shows in a sense that religious groups, religious people have a real voice, that they can raise their voice and make it heard.
Absolutely. Members of religious orders, priests, they are often seen as models, and I think members of parliament in this country certainly recognise that they are people to be admired. And they're, whenever we've organised lobbies in the past, and we've done several before, you know, it's great to see how much kind of MPs and members of the government are really very keen to listen to the wide experience, and many of the religious sisters, brothers, priests that will be coming along have lived overseas in Africa and other parts of the world, and they really know what it's, you know, how the poor live, and have lived alongside them. So they know the issues, they know what they're talking about, and also kind of here, obviously, they are, you know, often involved in supporting poor and marginal communities. So they are seen as real experts on these kind of issues.
you're there to lobby MPs to end global hunger. Now, with that mm-hmm. in mind, are governments doing enough to end global hunger? And maybe is there a situation where the economic crisis has hindered this progression of ending global hunger?
Well, I think it is a particular challenge, the times that we're living in. But we can certainly say that the IF campaign, which is just launched in January, has already had some really good successes in this country, because at the time of the budget in March, the UK government did actually make the commitment to honour their promise, which they gave 43 years ago, to be the first G8 country to actually reach 0.7% in terms of the amount of money they give in overseas aid. So that was a brilliant achievement that we can already see that they are beginning to take. There's also other things in terms of areas around tax and transparency that the UK government at least has expressed quite a lot of interest and support for. So we're hoping that we're pushing a bit at an open door, though obviously we would be wanting them to do much more.
It does seem incredible, though, doesn't it, in 2013, that people are dying of hunger and don't still
Absolutely.
Have enough food to eat.
It is a terrible situation, and the fact that we do actually grow enough food. So it's not a matter of the fact that at this time in 2013 that enough food isn't grown, but it's not getting to people. So it's all about the global food system and the inability for the poorest to actually access sufficient food.